Hello. So I've been exposed to your teaching for more than 6 years. Yeah. I think I got to the level 5, I think.
How do you feel about this day?
It's a big accident that I'm here. And
about this conversation today, did you find new pieces?
A lot.
Yeah. You're in a different place right now than you were when you walked in the door.
Yeah. And so as I mentioned, I kind of what you just said, I've been addicted to the manifestation. I was manifesting in a second whatever I thought was happening. It was kind of scary. And what happened then, I was so happy about my life that I became very aware of death, and I had this fear of dying from this physical world because I loved it so much.
That's logical, isn't it? When you really, 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 really like something, then the idea of it not being here like it is now is uncomfortable.
And then I manifested cancer.
Yeah.
I'm fine now. Did I manifest it?
Of course.
So now the question is how I not to come back to that state again.
Well, everything is about this balance of energy, isn't it? And you've heard so much about that here today. Let us explain it to you this way. We started this way. When you have a desire, it's like plunking an engine on your train going that way. And then when you have a doubt, it's like plunking an engine on the train going that way, which causes you to have a stronger desire, which sometimes causes you to have a stronger doubt. And so when there's a really, really, really strong desire and plenty of resistance, often that resistance manifests in something like that. So when the resistance is really strong, a couple of things happen relative to the subject of death. Sometimes the path of least resistance is to reemerge into non-physical. In fact, sometimes that was the point all along. Someone is ready to make their transition, and that's just a comfortable and easy way to do it, and so off they go. But when someone like you has the desire that is strong as yours is, and then has resistance that produces something that is more aggravating and more aggravating, but you manage to bring that into alignment, you don't have to worry about that again, because your desire for living happily ever after is stronger than it has ever been and will serve you. Now, this conversation that we have had here today will make certain that you will be able to manage your energies, because now you know something that almost nobody knows, and that is that it is possible to be satisfied even before you get all the way to the manifestation of something. That really, after all, is what faith is. It's a belief in something wanted. And that's what happened to you before you discovered your remission. That's exactly what happened to you. Your desire was so strong, and you found a way to have faith or belief in what was coming even before it came. And as you found that way to find some satisfaction, which felt to you like just being less afraid than you were before, then the momentum of that just carried you all the way to the manifestation of what you wanted. None of you ever have any need, and it is unlikely that you will ever live something that is dramatically apart from what you want. Now you know what to do about it. But there are a few things that you have to decide for yourself that you're willing to implement, and these are what those things are. First, it is important that you acknowledge that you are more than this physical body, that this physical body matters, and that it is an extension of so much more. And that non-physical aspect of you is a strong point of attraction. And if your life that you've been living causes this part of you, this non-physical part of you, to attract in a stronger way than you are letting in, it's like if you really, 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 really want something and you're really, really, really not letting it in, you have really, really, really a lot of tension. If you sort of want it and you're sort of not letting it in, you have sort of some tension. You see what we're getting at? So when there's strong desire like you articulated a little while ago, a little bit of resistance goes a long way when there's strong desire.